and welcome to Central Standard Friday. This will be our hamburger and cheeseburger edition of this show with the food critics. And I was thinking earlier this morning that the hamburger and the cheeseburger may be the most all-American dish there is. I mean, after all, apple pie, which is considered all-American, really, you know, is French in origin. But the hamburger and the barbecue are strictly American. So in the second half of Central Standard Friday, Food Critics Edition, we'll be talking about where to find the best hamburgers and cheeseburgers in Kansas City. Oh, and I guess I should put as an aside that I believe Tuesday was National Hamburger Day in Kansas. Well, not in Kansas City, nationally.
Yeah.
National Hamburger Day does exist, you know.
We influence the rest of the trends around the country.
I liked it. I wish that were true. Anyway, I'm Charles Ferruza with The Pitch, and The Pitch is a food blog, which is part of the regular blog now called Fast Pitch at pitch.com. And I am joined by three very talented writers and very articulate panelists, and I'll start with Emily.
My name is Emily Ferris, and I'm from feedmekc.com, where you can find the Feed Me KC podcast. And we just posted a new one this morning, which is why I was running in the studio.
What is the topic of
it's about the urban farm and garden tour coming up this June. And we just started.
Do you remember the dates, Emily? Because I'm kind of interested in going on that.
June 22nd, 23rd.
Okay.
If you go to feedmekc.com, you can find information on it. And we just started a new twice-weekly newsletter called The Feed, which you can also sign up for at feedmekc.com.
Very good.
And I'm Mary Block. I write the blog Around the Block at aroundtheblockkc.com. It's also on Facebook, and I do the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star.
Are you also blogging for them?
No, I am not.
Okay, because they have that new food blog.
Yeah.
And Ms. Gale?
Gloria Gale, 435, no longer south, but all around the city.
Very good. 435 does extend from, you know,
The Loop.
The Loop.
Yeah.
I think you should call it The Loop now. That's a really cool magazine name.
Yeah. So why don't we start with you, Gloria?
Okay.
Because you have been to a couple of new places.
I have.
And one in particular sort of interests me because it's not really a traditional restaurant.
Not at all. I went to Standee's, which is the new fork and screen kind of concept at Prairie Village Shopping Center, and everybody's going to go, where would they have room? But they do. They took the Macy's Home Store or Jones Home Store, and they converted that, and then they're also using the old Einstein space, pushed them all together, made a huge bar, and now you can go see a movie, and you can eat before that.
Okay, so you don't actually eat during the film?
You can, but I think it would be...
Would you take a little tray in with you?
There is a little table. The theaters, and I must mention that the theaters are beautiful. They're those lounge seats, and the screen is ultra wide, so it's not a postage stamp. And
are they showing first run films?
They are showing first run. They're The Great Gatsby, Mud, and The English Teacher were there. And all three of them have 85 seats, and you can take your food in, but I don't know if that's going to be a concept that will continue to work out. You can do that. In all fairness, I went right after they opened, and so there was a flurry of, everything just in circles.
I want to ask you a weird question.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not so weird. If you eat at Standee's, do you get to see the movie for free, or is there an additional charge?
No, please. Do you get anything for free?
No.
So you can go in and you can sit at this beautiful in this beautiful space, which has a lot going on. It's loud, and you can eat everything at the bar if you want to, or you can sit in a booth.
The rough idea of the
entrees range from shrimp scampi, Alaskan halibut, Peking duck breast. So those are major foods: king salmon, prime ribeye. So those are big, and you can. That's after 5 p.m. But you can get a hand roll. You know, you can get like a crab hand roll, which was actually quite good. But I know another person who got the cheese sandwich that he had to have it sent back because it just wasn't
like a critical person.
Good.
Maybe
a movie critic, but he shall remain unnamed. But anyway.
Well, actually, I just asked him that very same question. I said, I've never in my multitude of years history ever heard of anyone sending back a grilled cheese sandwich. But he had legitimate reasons.
I think so. Now, I didn't have that, but I had some other things that need work. But in all fairness, I was there 12 hours after they had opened. So it was the night after they had opened. But, you know, we took the dessert into the theater, and it was wonderful. It's a Boston cream pie, but it's not like anything you've ever seen.
Well, what made
$10
from a...
Well, it's not in the shape of – it's just beautiful. There's no cream in it. It's just
– Well, how could it be a
It's all chocolatey, and it was wonderful. It was and it's enough for two. So, you know, I would go.
What is the price point of the dinners?
The dinners, about $19 to $25.
And how much are the theater tickets?
The theater tickets are two prices. They're in $6.75 before matinee for the matinees, and then after 8 or whatever, or after 7, it's $8.75. So there's just two prices. That's it. Doesn't matter if you're a senior or a tot.
Wait a minute. I can't use my AARP card?
No.
Okay.
So there you go. And I also went to Orange Box. I want to give a shout out for that because that's on...
Where is it?
27th and Jarboe. Okay. If you know where the roastery is, it's like across the street.
Is it a lunch place?
Yes, 11 to 2. And he's thinking about opening another place. Scott, is it Welsh? Is that how I don't know how you pronounce his last name, but he was a caterer and also a chef, and now he's the executive chef. And it's a very small place. He's thinking about opening one in Waldo on Warnell. So,
all right. I want to remind our listeners, if you're just joining our conversation here, this is the Food Critics on Central Standard Friday. If you would like to join the conversation to ask a question or to talk about some new restaurants you have been to, the telephone number is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. The email address, if you would like to send us an email, and we haven't had one yet this morning, centralstandard@kcur.org. And we do have that tweet thing going on.
That tweet thing is @KCURCST.
Very good. And Mary, where have you been?
Well, last night I went to Voltaire, which is in the old R-Bar space at 1617 Genesee. And it's only been open a week, but they didn't have any kinks to get out. It was a fabulous experience, very fun, innovative food. I raised the median age, my friend and I, by quite a few years. I don't think there was anybody in there over 30, 35.
Was it busy? But
it was moderately busy.
What night were you there?
Last night.
Okay.
And it got busier as the night went on. We got there at 7. It was more crowded when we left.
Now, I understand that unlike its predecessor, the R-Bar, there will be no live entertainment.
No. Where the stage used to be is now a couch. But other than that, it looks just the same, and they've taken the R down. But it's just such a beautiful space, and it's mostly small plates, and it's really creative. We had Vietnamese chicken wings with a couple of dipping sauces and cucumber that cooled us off, and this roasted cauliflower with pigeon pea, which I had never had before. It's like
sounds terrifying.
Well, it looked like... dried beans. It was a cross between a lentil and a red bean.
Oh.
What is the price point at Voltaire, Mary?
You know, I've got the menu here. The least expensive small plate is $6, and the most expensive is $18, and that's the steak au poivre. And it wouldn't be a huge portion, but I've seen pictures of it, and it's really nice size. But you can get anything from a salad to mussels to risotto, chicken, lamb chop.
Now, it is what nights is it open for?
Wednesday through Saturday.
Wednesday through Saturday.
They've got a happy hour from 4 to 6 and then dinner after 6.
Are they doing lunch?
No.
No.
No lunch.
And they also have their Moxie Catering in the same building.
And why don't you, for our listeners, repeat the address? It's
1617 Genesee, just south of Genesee Royale Bistro.
It's right across the street from
the Golden Ox.
Yeah.
Very good. That's a good landmark.
Yeah. Anyway, it was really fun. They changed their menu. I mean, it's even changed from the one that was online. So it'll be fun to keep going back. Also, everybody else seems to have a Pinches story. So now I have mine.
You should say that Pinches is the little bistro owned by Chef Pete Peterman. And the address is?
900 West 39th Street. I went a few weeks ago, to have lunch with some friends, and I walked in, and before I even could say hello to Pete, who was sitting at the bar, he said, "Mary, if you're here to write up my restaurant, I don't want you here." So I said I was having lunch with friends.
I told you not to wear that T-shirt that says, "I'm Mary Block." You had to do it.
Yeah. But when my friends came and I told them, they said, "Well, why are we staying?" And I said, "Well, I really would like to try it because it's supposed to be so good." So we did order. I didn't order a full entree or anything. I figured I'm not going to be writing it up. I didn't have much interest in giving him my money. But everything we had was excellent.
Well, I can tell you, I think the food there is delicious.
Yeah. It's just crazy because he just shoots himself in the foot. It's like he's trying to put himself out of business.
I've heard that the food is amazing and been compared to some of my favorite chefs, but I'm banned as well.
Yeah.
You're banned?
I'm banned from Beaches.
That means I'm going to have to go. We're going to have to go, Charles.
Well, I've already reviewed it, but I will. Okay. I'll tell you, I will dress up as Queen Elizabeth and go with you.
Well, it's too bad because I would have really given it a nice write-up. Anyway, finally, I went to the Final Cut at Hollywood Casino at the Kansas Speedway, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous restaurant.
Now, Mary, I have heard from more than one source that it is a very fine steakhouse, but it's very, very expensive.
It is very expensive.
I mean, more expensive than Capital Grille. Is that true?
I would say it's on a par with Capital Grille. And you could eat, you know, you don't have to get the tomahawk chop, which, by the way, was one of the best steaks I've ever eaten.
How much is the tomahawk chop?
I think it's $56, but it's clearly enough for two people.
Wait, does it come with, like, a French fry?
No, but you would share it.
Okay.
And then it's not, as you know, it's not horrible.
And tell us again where people can find the Hollywood Casino.
It's at the Kansas Speedway. Okay. In fact,
which
you can see the Speedway from the restaurant. It's got this beautiful tiger maple wood and all this Hollywood memorabilia.
Right.
It's really a very cool place. Great crab cakes, barbecue shrimp.
And it's easy
shrimp.
To park.
Yeah. And the other thing they're doing, like in Las Vegas, is the iPad wine list, which is kind of fun and informative. It helps you break down the varietals and what you want. So it's worth going out.
And Mary has been more than around the block this week. Okay.
Yep.
I want to remind you, you are listening to Central Standard Friday at KCUR. And we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email, centralstandard@kcur.org. And we're going to remind you that in the second half of the show, we are going to be talking about where you find the best burger in Kansas City. So, and I'm going to also talk about the best burger you can't find in Kansas City. But on that happy note, let's go to Emily Ferris.
So, Charles, I went to a place this week. I went to the Oak Room at the Intercontinental because last weekend, or I guess the weekend before, you and I were judges at the Golden Fork for Taste of KC, which the Pitch hosted. And Jason Wiggan won the Golden Fork.
And we should also say that Jason Wiggan, who's a very, very talented young chef, had been the executive chef at the Raphael Hotel before the current chef, Charles DeBlanc, came in. Mm-hmm. And he left Kansas City for a while, and the Intercontinental lured him back to his hometown.
And I have to say, before he was the executive chef at the Raphael, he was on the line, and I was a cocktail waitress at Chaz on the Plaza there. So I recognized him, not until he brought our food out at the contest. But so since he won, I wanted to check out the Oak Room, because it's not really a place that I would go necessarily to have dinner. It's very fancy, and the Intercontinental is a very fancy hotel. And you know, we were very pleasantly surprised. Jason wasn't there that night. We went on a Friday or Saturday, I can't remember which. And they have this great deck that overlooks the pools of the Intercontinental. And
can you actually eat out on that deck?
You can. We started to eat out on the deck, but I wasn't wearing a sweater, and so we went inside.
Okay.
Which was very easy because it was dead in there. It was Memorial Day weekend, so it's probably why. But it's a very nice place, very fancy, but not in a stuffy way, kind of light. And we kind of tried things down the menu. We did the day boat scallops to start. And we had the Oak Room salad, which has Point Reyes blue cheese, candied pecans, and a sherry port vinaigrette, and that was great. And then for the mains, my husband Kyle had the Duroc pork Casey strip, and it came on a sweet potato hash with probably my new favorite topping on something is candied jalapenos.
It sounds delicious.
It was amazing.
You might remind our listeners where exactly the Intercontinental is if they're not familiar with that name.
It used
to be the old Ritz-Carlton.
And before that, the Alameda Plaza.
Right.
Yeah. 401 Ward Parkway. So it is the tallest hotel right there at Ward Parkway in Warnell on the plaza.
And probably the biggest hotel on the plaza.
And there's a big fountain which you kind of overlook from the patio. And I had the KC strip. He had the KC strip, and I had the 8-ounce filet, and it was amazing. But when we sat down, I felt bad because we'd already moved inside from outside, and I didn't want to move again. But I looked at their lounge menu, and I thought, oh, we should have just eaten at the lounge.
Do they have a separate menu?
They do. They have a separate lounge menu, and it's a lot more affordable. They have crab cakes and pork belly buns, a braised rabbit tartine. They have a burger, a charcuterie plate, chicken livers, and deviled eggs.
Well, you're just going to have to make a return visit.
I will.
Just eat at the lounge.
And I think they have music.
They do. They have live music. So they had
a happy hour, I think.
Right.
Yeah. We didn't get introduced to the happy hour because we were there later. But, yeah, there was live music. It was great. And you can kind of go from inside to outside. Mm-hmm. And I will definitely be making a return trip to the lounge.
Mm. And you also returned to Remedy.
I did. So this was my first time at Remedy, which is at 500 West 75th Street in Waldo, in the old Kennedy space, which I've been to quite a few times. I'm obsessed with the eggplant fries. They're deep fried eggplant with honey and giant sea salt crystals. But the chef, Max Watson, recently departed from Remedy. And so I was curious to go back and see how the food was after Max left. They're using the same menu, actually still has Max's name on it. So I was pleasantly surprised to find all of my favorite dishes.
Still there.
Still there. I hope that they keep some of them because they were, they're just great dish. He makes great food. There's a pork shoulder that you don't even need a knife. It's called a pork shoulder steak, and it just falls apart.
I wonder how long they'll carry his tradition on.
I don't know, because when I went back, I think it was last fall, they had really downsized the menu, and it was a kind of a one-pager, smaller. And I remember going, and there wasn't anything on it that really excited me. And I think they do try to serve seasonally.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much the menu is going to change and what they're going to do in the coming seasons, but I hope that they keep the eggplant fries.
And the BLT in the summer was out of this world.
Yeah. Was that a pastrami sandwich they have? They have a homemade bologna. I hope they keep the favorites. So whoever's going to be running the kitchen at Remedy, keep the BLT and the eggplant fries, and we'll keep coming back.
Mm. Well, speaking of notable chefs, I made it to Collection, which is Selena Teo's new restaurant at 1532 Grand. It's across the street from the Czar Bar, if you need a landmark. And it's sort of getting on its footing. It's just about a month old, maybe, or it will be this week. And the food is delicious. I have had some wonderful, wonderful things there. A friend of mine complained that he thought the portions were a little ladylike, you know, which in Kansas City is, you know, heresy. But it's a simple menu. There's a lot of sandwiches. There's some, you know, good old-fashioned main dishes like a really good lamb shepherd's pie, which is usually a dish I don't order, but it was very good. And not a huge selection of desserts, but the desserts they have are really, really good, including a fresh pineapple cheesecake that was wonderful. So that's Collection, Selena Teo's new restaurant, 1532 Grand Street, and I think, or Grand Avenue, I believe. And I think the one of the real draws to go downtown and eat there is it does have its own parking lot right to the north of the building.
And is she opening up a second space downtown as well?
It's in the same building because she bought that building at 1532 Grand. It's a big, big building. And in back of the space that is Collection, there is a beautiful space with a terrazzo floor that she is going to turn into a space, a kind of combination bar, coffee shop,
Belfry.
Blah, 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 called the Belfry. Yeah. And, you know, if you and I go to the Belfry, it truly will be the bats in the Belfry. But it is, it's all conjecture now what it's going to be like. But she's planning on serving coffee and pastries in the morning.
So you can get from one to the other without going outside?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh. Yeah. You just go through a little hallway.
Okay.
And that's the Belfry, Selena Teo's yet unopened coffee saloon at 1532 Grand. I want to remind you that we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. We already have one call, but it's about burgers. Should we go ahead and take it?
Sure.
I think we should. Dan, are you with us?
Yes, I am, yes. How are you this morning?
Good, Dan. What burger news do you want to tell us about?
Well, I've got two small points. The first is Bourbon Barrel, which is down at the old Peanut location at 76 in Metcalf. I went down there the other week and was pleasantly surprised by the quality of the food and the service.
Can you tell me again, really nice. Is it called Burg, B-U-R-G, and Barrel?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming it's not a fancy place.
I wouldn't say fancy. It's a little polished, but they have a nice beer selection. The menu's well laid out, and the service was top notch. Huh. So it was a nice little surprise.
And what did you have?
I had a spicy guacamole burger with their homemade fries.
Hmm, okay. And the prices are good?
Yeah, reasonable. I mean, $9.50 for burger and fries, and then the beer selection was priced about, which is here on the area.
Okay. And what else do you want to tell us about?
The Broadway Butcher Shop that is recently opened right on 39th Street by the Gomer's Liquor Store. I've been using the ground chuck for a while now, and I've got to say it's probably the highest quality ground chuck I've ever had in my life. I talked to the owner about it a little bit, and he was telling me that they use prime chuck to make it, so it's got a really nice fat content, and the taste is just wonderful for making burgers or meatballs.
Is the ground chuck there expensive?
$4.99 a pound, which I think is comparable to the area, for like a McDonald's or a Whole Foods.
But sure.
Knowing the quality where it's at, I would much rather pay $4.99 than $2.99 for something that's mediocre.
And I think most of our listeners are wondering, where is there a butcher shop at 39th and Broadway?
If you're on 39th Street, when it intersects with Broadway, there's Gomer's Liquor Store, the new location, or the new building, I should say. And what was their satellite location while they were building is now the butcher shop.
Is there parking?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can park behind the building. There's an auxiliary lot above, and you can park also in the Gomer's lot or on the street right in front of the building.
Okay, great. And you don't happen to know what hours or days they're open, do you?
They're open 7 days a week, 10 to 7 Monday through Saturday, and then I think 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Very good.
They also fly in fresh fish, so
really?
It's not just meat.
Okay. That's the Broadway Butcher Shop at 39th and Broadway. And the Berg and Barrel, which is on Metcalf, 76 in Metcalf, did you say?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, we'll get over there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. The telephone number again, 816-235-2888. And your emails are welcome at centralstandard@kcur.org. And
you can send us a tweet at KCURCST.
And we are going to be talking from now on, I guess, about hamburglers. Hamburgers, which are sort of a national dish. I wanted to remind you that I drove to St. Louis last weekend, which was, the wonderful opportunity for me to stop at three White Castles, because we no longer have them here in Kansas City.
Except in the freezer section.
In the freezer section of not only your supermarkets, but at a lot of drug stores, too, interestingly enough. And I grew up in a town that had White Castles, as you did, Mary. It's funny. I long for them. I crave them until I actually sit down and have them. I think, why did I want this, soggy, kind of creepy burger? But there is something really weird and fascinating about them.
I preferred Steak and Shake growing up in
St.
Louis.
Well, so did I.
Yeah.
I love Steak and Shake. But
I think it was the size of the White Castle burgers that made them so special.
Well, they're awfully dainty, and there's something to be said for that, I guess.
We just feel thinner when we eat them.
So... Well, I don't, but because I'm usually eating about 10 of them. But White Castle, I think that's a burger that we will, always miss in Kansas City, and I hope they someday come back. So,
yeah.
One burger you haven't mentioned is a veggie burger.
We are going to talk about veggie burgers briefly during the next half hour. So join us when we will be taking a short break and talking about the best burgers in KC. I would love to have a cheeseburger right now. A cheeseburger from, I don't know, Exwa Brasserie downtown, or a cheeseburger from even Winstead's. I think cheeseburger is a classic breakfast food that is just not acknowledged enough. We are finally getting tweets here, and Blando tweets that his favorite burger is the Butcher's Grind Burger from Genesee Royale with the bacon marmalade. That actually sounds delicious.
Yeah.
That would be my ideal breakfast dish, bacon marmalade with a cheeseburger. Skylar writes on Facebook that the Good You is where she goes for the best burger in town, and that is a food truck.
Oh, that is.
No.
Well, it was.
Yeah, she's in the Point right now.
Oh, slightly west of the plaza?
Right.
Okay.
But she's kind of everywhere.
South.
Does she not have the food truck anymore?
She isn't she's I think she's using it for special events.
Okay.
But not in Kansas City.
Yeah, I've heard that she called it the Black Beauty, and it's on its last legs or wheels, as it were.
Oh, dear.
She's doing burgers at the Point, and Kelly is one of those people who's kind of all over Kansas City, so I wouldn't be surprised if she moves
Casey's
on Best Burger, well, if it pops up somewhere else, because I think it is Best Burger in Kansas City.
Well, if you've just joined us on KCOR, this is Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferruzza, joined by my fellow food critics Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. Today we're exploring the best burgers in and around KC. We want to know where your favorite burger is. You could join us by calling 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, or tweet us at KCORCST. We are looking for where you like to go. And while we get those phone calls coming in, Gloria, where's your favorite place to go for a burger?
Well, it used to be Dairy Delight on 75th and Truce.
what year was that, 69?
Yeah, well, a little earlier. Okay. But anyway, you know, I like Winstead's as opposed to those big honker burgers that, 3 to 5 inches tall. I think Winstead's still does an okay job giving you those paper-thin, you know, see-through burgers that are really tasty.
Now, see, I am with, and I don't mean to contradict you because I do like Winstead's, but I like my friend Mary Block, who grew up in St. Louis, and mm-hmm. I grew up in Indianapolis. Steak and Shake mm-hmm. is still one of my very – Steak and Shake, to me, has the best patty melt you can find in Kansas City.
Well, I think that's mm-hmm. the same vintage.
Yeah.
I really do. Back then, they didn't – Smacks didn't give you for a quarter. They didn't give you big burgers.
I'd rather have a thick burger, medium rare, than a thin.
I love the thin burger. The toasted bun.
I used to say PMK. At Winstead's on the plaza and back right in, you know, and it was great. And also, Blanc does an admirable lentil burger. I think they
still. For our vegetarian friends.
Yeah. Well, for our vegetarian friends. And their black and blue burger isn't bad.
And I love the Kobe burger there.
Yeah.
It has truffle oil on it. Anything with truffle oil.
And those truffle fries to go. Well, Mary, you're the connoisseur.
I do like them.
There you go.
Yes, Mary, the thinnest French fry eater in Kansas City. The switchboard is starting to fill up at 816-235-2888. And Brian writes to us on Facebook that Max's Auto Diner is his mm-hmm. home for his favorite burger. Where's your favorite burger, Mary?
I like the burger at the Burger Stand in Lawrence. It's at 8th and Massachusetts. They have a great black and blue cheeseburger, and they also have a wonderful, if you're a vegetarian, their black bean burger is excellent, and you can get it with spicy chutneys and whatnot.
You know, I've told you this before, that I love the hamburgers at the Burger Stand in Lawrence, but the place is like eating in Grand Central Station. It's just too noisy for me.
But it is really good. And another place you won't find too noisy at all is Pigwitch, which is the truck behind Alex Pope's butcher shop,
which
local
is down
pig,
in the East Bottoms.
Right, at 2618 Gwinnett, and he uses the meat that he has in his butcher shop. Those are great burgers.
I had a really good, and this is way off topic, but a really good Philly cheesesteak from the Pigwitch truck. Where do you like to go, Emily, for a good solid hamburger?
So we talked about Good You and Casey's Best Burger, which Kelly named it, but I think she did a little voting to get that name. I love that burger. I also really love the burgers at the Westport Flea Market on Westport Road.
I have to say, I do too. Yeah, and you know, sometimes I feel guilty because, you know, they've been voted by various magazines in various places as the best burger in Kansas City. So, of course, you want to, you know, deny them that. But you know what? Whatever they're doing right.
Well, according to my husband, who knows all things meat, they have a special blend of their own meat from McGonagall's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a good burger.
Does McGonagall's do a burger? Or is it more barbecue?
I think it's more barbecue
and Italian sauce.
Yeah, but you can buy meat. I mean, you can buy your meat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But the thing I love about the Westport Flea is that you put your own toppings mm-hmm. on the burger. Mm-hmm. And I like to put just about everything, and I have certain ratios I like. So I really get to pile on the mayonnaise and onions.
That's what Fuddruckers used to offer, right?
Yeah.
And those
you said that so slowly.
Well, and Charles, you mentioned Selena Teo earlier. Julian's in Brookside has a great hamburger
and
fries.
And I did have the cheeseburger at The Collection, her new restaurant at 1532 Grand, and it was really, really good. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Nick in Kansas City, Missouri. Nick, where do you like to go for a cheeseburger?
I like Conroy's on 95th and Knoll.
Conroy's?
It's Conroy's. It's a small little Irish pub on 95th and Knoll.
All right.
Huh.
And I always get a fried egg put on my burger over there, and I have not had a bad hamburger there, and I've had about five of them.
Are you an Aussie?
No, I'm from South Africa originally.
Oh.
And that, everyone
love
always
the accent.
Says that,
yeah,
so.
Love the accent.
All right. So Conroy's 95th yeah. and Nall. It's worth going for a cheeseburger?
It is definitely worth going. Like I said, it's the best burger I've had this year so far.
All right.
I recommend it.
Okay, it's on my list of places to go. Thank you, Nick. And let's go to Jack in Kansas City, Missouri. Jack, do you have a place to go to now or a memory?
Well, you took the wind out of my sails with the Westport Flea Market there. Mm-hmm. I think they've slipped over the years, a little bit in terms of their prep. But, no, I wanted to give posthumous honors to the late, great Little Angus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. I liked Little Angus. It was, 42nd and Broadway, something like
that? Exactamundo.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, here's what I remember most about the Little Angus, that when I moved here in 1984, that was the year that the Jacksons, Michael and family, went on tour, and Little Angus offered the Thriller Burger. It was delicious, the Thriller Burger. I wish somebody
imagine.
Would bring it back. Hey, thank you, Jack. We are taking your calls, 816-235-2888. And if any place in town is still serving the Thriller Burger, I want to know.
Well, I have a question for our audience. There's a place in Topeka that's a drive-in. It's been there forever. And I want to say it's called Bozo's, but that's not right. It's on the corner of,
something and something.
Something and something. So if anybody knows that one, please call in because it's driving me crazy.
We have a question here from Michelle in Leavenworth. You have a question for us?
I do. I was wondering where to find a really good turkey burger.
Wow.
Blanc has them.
Yeah.
Does Blanc have a turkey burger?
Yeah,
well, I would think
does.
That would be a good one. All right.
I'm going to get back to you on that because I feel like I had one recently. So
yeah.
Keep listening.
Keep listening, Michelle. We'll tell you where the best turkey burgers are to be found at 816-235-2888. I would never order a turkey burger, but I'm weird that way.
Right. I'm checking because Standy's has like five burgers, but none of them are turkey.
All right. And that may be an okay thing. Mm-hmm. Do they have a veggie burger?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Although veggie burgers may be a whole show of its own,
yeah.
You know, because
that's
everyone
right.
seems to have different kind of variations on that theme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so no one has called in about the place in Topeka, but I'll tell you a place that I bet no one here except me has been to. Has anyone been to the Humdinger Drive-In on 9th Street?
No.
I want to.
It's just a little bit east of Prospect on 9th Street. It's been there since the 1950, I think 59 maybe. The Humdinger, and it is, I mean, really, it's a classic drive-in in the sense, like 1950s drive-ins were, where they don't have car hops. You drive in, park, and get out of your car and go in, sort of like Harold's on mm-hmm. Admiral, mm-hmm. another favorite of mine. And the Humdinger makes a great, great cheeseburger.
Wow.
In all variations of sizes and
okay.
shapes. So the Humdinger on 9th Street. Let's go to Bill in Overland Park. Bill.
Hi. I've got a question. A few weeks ago, you were talking about steaks, and there's a new steakhouse that's very hot that charges by the ounce, and I'm wondering if they do burgers.
Mary, is that your...
I'm assuming you're talking about Anton's Tap Room on Main
that's
Street?
It. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
They don't charge by the ounce for the burgers, I don't think. I think I've had
but
a burger.
Do they do burgers?
Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So go and check it out. It's at 1610 Main Street.
And fish in the basement.
Exactly.
Thank, thank you.
All right. We are talking about burgers on Central Standard Friday at 816-235-2888. You can also send us an email at centralstandard.org.
Or send us a tweet at KCURCST.
And, the switchboard is filling up. Everyone likes to talk about their favorite hamburgers and cheeseburgers. And talking about the Humdinger. That old drive-in made me think of drive-ins in general.
Allen's.
Mugs Up.
Oh, Mugs
yeah.
Up. Except Mugs Up is a loose meat burger, and that's sort of a whole different topic.
True.
You know, and I drove out to Leavenworth a few days ago, and I wanted to eat at the New Way.
Mm-hmm.
The last New Way in the metro is still there in
wow.
Leavenworth. And I got there too late. I think it closes at 2. But they do serve loose meat hamburgers. At
Sydney's.
Sydney's, yeah.
Remember Sydney's?
No, it's...
Was that before your time?
It was before my time, as many things have been. 816-235-2888, and let's go to Rich in the Old Northeast.
Yeah, and I've been to Humdinger's, which is in the old Northeast.
Right.
It's been there, you know, as you say, quite a while. And it's not too fancy looking, but they do serve good cheeseburgers. And I was just calling. No one's mentioned yet Town Topic on Broadway.
Well, we sort of alluded to it at the beginning, but yes. But,
yeah, they serve those old time. Used to be in the 50s. That's how old I am. You used to get these hamburgers everywhere, but they're thin. And when they cook them, they're almost burnt, which I like. And then the atmosphere of the place, about 2 a.m., I love, because you get a great mix of people. Anybody from there'll be a transvestite at one end and a, you know, a businessman at another, and guys bringing in, they're all dressed up. It's a gorgeous day, and he's in there with these more rough-looking people, but that's why I love that atmosphere. Okay,
All right. Well, thank you, Rich. And, you know, there's nothing like ambiance. I'm all for ambiance, no matter where you go.
That's true.
Here is Nancy in Mission. Nancy, where do you like to go for a burger?
Hi. This is really a surprising place because it's a Mexican restaurant. The Toreador in Overland Park, down the street from Maloney's, off of Metcalf and 79th.
Right. It's been there for a million years.
It has, under different ownership. It's a huge burger or cheeseburger for $5 and change. The burger's so big it falls off. I ask them what it is they do to make it so good, and all they can come up with is they use a cast iron skillet.
Mm. Well, that's good for anything.
And there's also a place that's been there for years and years and years in Topeka called Bobo's, which similar to...
That's it.
Winstead's.
Right. I called it Bozo's. Close.
Yeah, close. Bobo's. And do you know what the address of Bobo's is in Topeka, Nancy?
It's like
there were
six,
a couple of them, but it used to be like at 10th and Mulvane, something like that.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, we will get to Bobo's.
But the Toreador is the biggest surprise.
Who knew? Who knew? Well, thank you for that. And let's go to Charlie. You also want to talk about Bobo's, don't you?
Well, I was just going to give the name, which you've already done so, but I also have a favorite place in Lawrence for burgers. It's called Dempsey's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a little Irish pub a block east of Massachusetts around 6th, and they have amazing burgers, fries, and a great selection of beer to go with it.
So, now, isn't Dempsey's where the burger stand used to be?
I think it was a standalone business, but has now been incorporated into the establishment that it's inside of. So it's still there.
Great. Hey, thank you. That's a good place to go. Let's go to Julie. Julie, where do you like to go for a hamburger?
Hi, yes. Room 39 in Midtown, hands down, is my favorite place for a good cheeseburger. And they do excellent fries as well that go along with it.
All right. I never would have thought of Room 39.
And they have a good veggie. They have a black bean burger, too, that's good.
All right. And while we're talking about 39th Street, at the pitch Taste of KC thing a couple weeks ago, the longest line was for KC Smoke Burgers, which is a little burger place on 39th Street. And I heard nothing but raves. I haven't eaten there in a long time, but it made me want to go back. Let's go to Jacob in Overland Park.
Hi. I was going to recommend Backyard Burgers. And there's only a few left in Kansas City. There's one in Olathe, and I think there's one still in Belton, perhaps.
Okay.
In Olathe is across from the Garmin headquarters.
I don't think I've ever eaten a backyard burger. Am I missing anything?
Yeah. I liked it when I was in high school, but I also, I don't know.
Yeah, but
I ate a lot of Taco Bell then, too.
So. I was going to say, you also like
so
the...
They have burgers, but they also have like chicken burgers, chicken sandwiches.
Huh. Okay. We'll make a foray into there. We are talking about hamburgers here on Central Standard Friday, hamburgers and cheeseburgers. We've gotten a lot of good advice. I'm eager to go to a lot of these places we've talked about.
You know, Mary, I'm looking at you. Tomfoolery's has fabulous waffle fries to go with their burgers. Now, I don't know about their burgers.
No, I'm telling you, honey, French fries, that's a whole different
show.
Yeah.
I know, but...
Let's go to Anton in Kansas City, Missouri. Anton, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Where do you like to go for a hamburger?
Oh, Kitty's.
Oh, on 31st Street?
Yes.
Kitty.
Now, Kitty's probably is best known for its pork tenderloin sandwiches, but...
Oh, they got some good burgers, too. You ain't had the burger?
No.
Oh, man, come on now. You from Kansas City?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why you ain't had the burger.
Yeah.
But, yes, it's unbelievable.
All right. Well, we'll add kitties to our list. Thank you, Anton. We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. Why have I never had a burger?
Because you can't turn down a pork tenderloin.
I can't. Not their pork tenderloin, which is delicious. So let's stick strictly with burgers. Although fries are a good asset to every hamburger.
Yes.
I think so.
That's true.
And I like that we're getting really unusual places to go to. And speaking of unusual, here's Andrew in Topeka.
Yes, greetings. I used to actually work at Bobo's in Topeka, flipping hamburgers at a time when they won a hamburger award. You still there?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was working at Bobo's when they won a hamburger award. And I've got to tell you, it was to a formula. They had some salt with their herbs and spices there. And I was in the back just grilling the hamburgers that were apparently pre-prepared by the ladies that worked there. It's a very interesting place. Somebody should write an article about the history of Bobo's at some point.
How old, or something. Andrew, how old is Bobo's, would you say?
I'd say 60 years.
Okay.
I think it started sometime in the middle of the war, World War II, that is. I knew a lady there that was haunting the line. And she started working there in 1946. She was a British war bride.
Wow.
And there were some other ladies there that had been there 30, 40 years.
Hmm.
It was, and these ladies were institutions until they passed on.
Now, would you compare the burgers at Bobo's, there's a mouthful, burgers at Bobo's, to like Winstead's or Steak and Shake?
Yes, it's somewhat similar to Winstead's. If I remember, I've eaten at Winstead's a couple times in Topeka before it went out of business. Winstead's was sort of steamed, if I remember correctly.
I don't think so. I don't think Winstead's. I think they're all grilled at Winstead's.
Was Winstead's or some other?
White Castle steams their hamburgers.
They got some special way of putting holes in their burgers and then doing something with them. But no, as far as I know, the Bobo's hamburgers were patties with their secret ingredients salted onto it on the grill.
Hmm.
And what these what their spices were, I know not. And who actually made the patties to be put on the grill, I know not either. It must have been the ladies that showed up, about 5 or 6 in the morning.
Well, Andrew, would you go and maybe bribe somebody at Bobo's and find out what those secret ingredients are and call us back?
Yes, I will. Okay. I'll sneak down here sometime today.
All right, and the bribe can't be more than a dollar, but thank you. Let's go to Buzz. Buzz, you can't be calling from Massachusetts, are you?
Oh, yeah.
You are? Great. Are you listening to us online?
Yeah. Yeah, well, when I'm home, my favorite place is the Corner Cocktail out there, 85th and Warnell. And it's actually a sister place to Conroy's that somebody mentioned earlier in the call. And they get their ground beef, I think, at McGonagall.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. Has anyone else on our panel eaten at the Corner Cocktails?
No.
Mm-hmm. The burgers are really, really good and really, really cheap.
Mm.
Exactly.
It's a great combination.
So, it really is, and a good crowd, too.
Yes. So that's the Corner Cocktails at the corner of 85th and Warnell. It is in that same shopping strip where Chelly's Mexican restaurant is.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and right in the same area is Swagger.
Swagger.
Oh,
they've got
I know.
A lot
okay.
of
Swagger's
hamburgers.
Serve around
and
the corner. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for calling us from Massachusetts, Buzz.
Yeah.
Let's go to Linister. Linister.
Yeah, my favorite place for hamburgers is Frickin' Frack's on West 39th Street.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good burger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really good. The restaurant was founded by two retired strippers, and they named it for Frickin' Frack's, which were a vaudeville team.
Hmm. Yes, and one of those dancers is now an art professor.
Lester Hart.
Yes, she went from one art to another. all right. Well, thank you, Linister. Let's go to Jerry in Lenexa.
Hello?
Jerry, where do you like to go for a burger?
Well, every time I drive down to Lake Stockton, I make a point to go through Nevada, Missouri, and stop at the White Grill. And they have some of the best burgers. They've been around since 1938.
Wow. That's older than Winstead's.
Mm-hmm. Well, they also, I won't say grind, they also make their own, they call them Susie Q's, which is everybody else calls them curly fries. They've been doing that, and years ago they had a fellow that would cook burgers on the grill and never look at an order ticket. He did them all by memory, and the place would be full, and he would keep everything straight. But they take the burger, and then they
put the shredded onions and grill the onions right in. And I think another secret is a lot of grease on the grill.
Well, that's always a good secret.
Extra greasy.
Yeah. Can you tell me, since I've never been to Nevada, Missouri, where is it from Kansas City?
You go south on, I guess now, I-49, used to be 71, and it's probably about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes, about 30 miles south of Butler, if you know where Butler is. Just go through Harrisonville, Butler, and straight into Nevada, and if you want to go to the White Grill, take the second exit the business of 71, and you'll run right into it.
Great. Hey, thank you. Gloria, would you go and gas up the car for a trip to Nevada?
I've actually been there once accidentally, and if it's the place that I think I'm remembering, it's a very charmingly kind of dirty and sticky place, but delicious.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Terry in Olathe. Terry,
Hello? You
have a place to tell us about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I originally grew up in central Kansas, and out in a city called Salina, Kansas, there's this little burger joint called the Cozy Inn.
All right.
And they make their burgers. They're like small burgers like you would see at a little bit, you know, like sliders, but they grill them on a bed of onions. And the place isn't any bigger than a closet, probably. But when you would go
well,
there,
then it would be cozy, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was. I mean, people would just be standing in the line and out the door at lunchtime, but everybody knew you'd been there for lunch because as you're standing there, you smell like grilled onions as you leave.
It's one of my favorite perfumes.
You're joking, but I love after I eat a burger and I can smell the onions.
Oh, I love onions, yes.
Yeah, it just was in another story about the place is it's been there since like the 1940s, and back in the 80s, they remodeled the place and they decided to get a new grill. So they put in this brand new grill and they started grilling the onions, you know, burgers. And everybody said, something's wrong. This doesn't taste right. It doesn't taste right. So they had to go back to the salvage yard where they'd thrown the old grill and instead have it rebuilt and put the old one back in.
Well, you don't want to lose a classic taste.
No.
Yes. Hey, thank you so much, Terry.
Charles, I have a question for you.
Yes.
My parents agree on nothing. It's why they divorced when I was three. But neither of them can stop talking about the burger at a streetcar named Desire.
Yes.
Oh, in Crown Center.
I've never been.
And but there was one on Main.
Right. Yeah, it started out on Main Street in an old streetcar.
So it's that good?
You know what?
My parents are usually
cool.
My gourmet recommenders.
Yeah. I'll tell you the hamburger place that I miss that everyone talks about, and maybe, Gloria, you might remember this place called Earl's on Linwood.
No.
Earl's Hamburgers. Apparently it was an iconic place. But let's go to Grover in Parkville. Grover, where do you like to go?
The Highway House up on Panther Road. You can still get a burger where you tell them how you like it cooked, whether it's medium well or medium rare.
Now, do you know what the address of the Highway House is? Because I've never heard of it.
Never heard of Panther Road.
Man, it's essentially 35 and Panther Road. You get
Panther
up there, you
Panther
go,
Road.
North
Prather.
Prather Road.
Prather.
4071 North Prather Road.
I prefer Panther.
I know. I like it. It sounds like very Twin Peaksy.
I get dyslexic in my old age. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
But, yeah.
And while we're talking about North Kansas City, Grover, we would be remiss not to mention Hayes Hamburgers, which has been there since the 50s. Mm-hmm. And it's really, it's just a place with, I think, three booths and a bunch of stools. And really good, inexpensive hamburgers.
The other place I was going to mention was LC's Burgers.
Oh, I'm craving one right now. It's the best.
There's an LC's Burgers?
Yeah. Totally different than the
barbecue.
It's in Gladstone, I believe, LC's. And there's also one near the airport that I almost stopped in yesterday, but I'm supposed to be on a diet, so I just controlled myself. But thank you for that call. And let's go to, is it Kara in Blue Springs?
Hi, yes. I was just going to recommend the Kelly Burger at Grandstand Burgers.
Okay. I don't know where Grandstand Burgers is, though.
I believe it's in Merriam, Kansas.
Okay.
And
oh, I have
they do
been
a
there,
Kelly
yes.
Burger, and it has a big slice of...
Oh, something? I just lost that call.
Cheese, maybe?
Yeah. Let's go to, we're almost running out of time. Stephanie, tell us where to find the best turkey burger.
My favorite turkey burger is at Blue Moose, and it's got goat cheese and caramelized onion. Yeah. And I just had one 2 days ago, and they're delicious.
Is this the Blue Moose in Prairie Village?
Yes, that's the one I ate at.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that the Prairie Village Shopping Center? I can never remember.
Yes,
okay.
You're right behind it, really.
Yep. All right. The Blue Moose for the best turkey burger, according to Stephanie. And if you say so, we're gonna believe you. So, all right. We've got time for one very quick call. Brian, where do you go?
Max's Burgers and Euros at 82nd and Warnell down in Waldo. It is phenomenal. And
all
you can build your own burger however you want.
Well, we love that. I like building my own anything here. I want to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. Remember, you can find a list of all of the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org, Central Standard Friday, and archival recordings and podcasts of all of our previous shows. Up to Date is next with a look at Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo exhibit at the Nelson Atkins and a new installment of 90 Mile View. Our show is produced by Matthew Long Middleton. Our announcer is Kim Noble. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard Friday. Enjoy your food, KC.